a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you guys doing? How are you doing? As for me, I'm good, I'm great, I'm okay. Even though, let me just read what happened to me yesterday. Very short gist. So I woke up in the morning and my phone stopped. My phone literally stopped. I could not press anything. I put in my password, nothing would happen. I took it to slot. I don't know what they were saying. They say operation system, something, something. Sure, the short of the long story is that for the phone to be repaired, this would charge me 16K. Hey, Jesus. 16,000 naira that I did not have, but anyway, that has passed. They could not kill my vibe. I'm back with the Christmas vibes. Yesterday we vibed to songs. Today we're going to binge on movies, or at least I hope you guys are going to binge on the movies I'm going to suggest. Today I'm going to be doing a countdown again of my favorite Christmas movies. We're going to go from number 5 to number 1. Yeah, so at number 5 we have a new movie, Love Hard. Love Hard is a romantic comedy about a woman who travels across the country to meet a guy she met online for Christmas. But upon arrival, she finds out that she has been majorly catfished. She's understandably pissed until the imposter agrees to set her up with the real guy whose photos he was using if she pretends to be his girlfriend first.
You're his girlfriend?
No. Do we have something special? Yes. Did I fly all the way from LA to surprise him for Christmas? Mm-hmm. Sure did. Here I am. Am I crazy?
A little.
Yeah, maybe a little.
This is just so romantic.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Josh! Someone's here to see you!
Natalie? What are you doing here?
Surprising you for Christmas.
No. It's gonna be happening.
Look, I can explain.
I don't understand. We talked. I made sure. The photo. It had my name on it. You wrote, "Hi, Natalie."
I'm pretty good at Photoshop.
Oh my God!
Now, that was the scene where Natalie, the girl in the movie, realizes she has been catfished. Should you see this movie? I don't know. I saw it. I loved it. But also, 86% of Google users liked the film. So I think if a major amount of people that have seen the film liked it, then you should see it too. 86% is a good number. Anyway, at number 4, we have the all-time classic, Home Alone. I mean, who doesn't know Home Alone? But anyway, it's a series of American Christmas family comedy films. Part 1 and 2 are centered on Kevin McAllister. In the first one, he was forgotten at home while his family traveled to France for the holidays. In the second, he loses track of his family at the airport as he mistakenly boards a plane to New York, while the rest of his family fly to Florida. The third franchise is centered on Alex, a young boy left at home alone with chickenpox, while the fourth returns to the original main character, Kevin, whose parents have now been separated and lives with his mother.
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
I love you!
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low down four flushing carcass out my door. One, two. Three. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
That was an iconic scene from part 2, even though it was in part 1, but this part 2 was an excellent remake, you know. At number 3, we have Holiday Rush. Holiday Rush is about Rush Williams, a successful DJ in New York, who when his wife dies decides to spoil their kids rotten. One day, his career goes kaput when the radio station he works for gets sold and he is replaced with another DJ. Along with his unemployment comes his children's expensive Christmas wish list, something he cannot afford without a job. His producer Roxy then comes up with an idea: buy an old radio station. With the help of his aunt Jo, they set out to do what needs to be done.
Good morning, my people.
It's your morning shot of adrenaline rush.
Joy to the world, new year, new me.
We have taken this show to number one. Do you see it?
I can see it.
You spoil those kids.
Aunt Jo, I've been trying to be both parents.
You're fortunate children to have all of this. If I was Santa, I'd fly right over this house.
It's too early for teachable moments.
We appreciate everything you've done at WMLE, but we are heading in a different direction.
I mean, I couldn't get a clip from the film, so I just played the trailer. But then, should you see this film? Absolutely yes. About 70% of Google users liked it, so I think 70% is still a good score. You should go see it. What I liked best about this film is the main character, Rush Williams. He bodied the role. He's a very likable character from the first scene to the last scene. And then it's a beautifully told story. You could feel the emotions of the actors through the screen. At number 2, we have The Holiday. The Holiday should also be a classic by now. It was made in the early 2000s. And personally, I've seen it nothing less than 14 times. And this is not an exaggerated number. I've been counting. It's a really good film to see. In the movie, Iris is in love with a man who is about to marry another woman. Across the globe, Amanda realizes that the man she lives with has been unfaithful. The two women have never met and live 6,000 miles apart, but find themselves in the exact same place in life. They meet online at a home exchange website and impulsively switch homes for the holiday. Iris moves to Amanda's LA house in sunny California as Amanda arrives in the snow-covered English countryside. Shortly after arriving at their destinations, both women find the last thing either wants or expects, a new romance. Amanda is charmed by Iris's handsome brother Graham, and Iris, with inspiration provided by legendary screenwriter author, mends her heart when she meets film composer Miles. Now, a whooping 91% of Google users liked this film, so that is enough motivation for you to go see it too.
Jasper, you have never treated me right, ever.
Oh, babe.
Shush! You broke my heart. You acted like somehow it was my fault, my misunderstanding, and I was too in love with you to ever be mad at you, so I just punished myself for years. But you waltzing in here on my lovely Christmas holiday and telling me that you don't want to lose me whilst you're about to get married somehow newly entitles me to say, it's over. This twisted, toxic thing between us is finally finished. I'm miraculously done being in love with you. I've got a life to start living. And you're not going to be in it.
Darling.
Now, I've got somewhere really important to be, and you have got to get the hell out. Now!
What exactly has got into you?
I don't know. But I think what I've got is something slightly resembling gumption.
The scene that just played is the scene where Iris and Jasper broke up. And just before she went on the home exchange site to exchange houses with Amanda. At number 1, we have Last Christmas. Last Christmas is a 2019 Christmas movie starring Emilia Clarke, Henry Golding, and Emma Thompson. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, go see this movie for your girl, Emilia Clarke. If you watched Crazy Rich Asians and you loved Henry Golding, you should go see this movie. You're going to love him more in the film. Now to the synopsis. Influenced by ambivalence, Kate, an aspiring singer, works as an elf in central London. However, she gains a new perspective on life when she meets Tom.
They took out my heart. They took it and threw it away, and I don't know what they put back, but it felt weird and different and strange and like I'd lost my most special part.
Come here.
I was supposed to be special. I didn't ask to be, but they made me feel special when I was ill, and then I was special when I nearly died and had a transplant, but then they just expected me to be normal and get on with life.
There's no such thing as normal. It's a stupid word. It does a lot of damage.
Nothing feels right. You're the only person that makes me feel like I should. Solid. Like, I exist.
This beautiful, heartfelt scene you just listened to is a scene I love to call They Just Took Out My Heart. It's where the two main characters, Tom and Kate, were having a conversation. I mean, Tom and Kate are obviously Henry Golding and Emilia Clarke. So, should I? I mean, if I explain this scene, I'll be giving out spoilers, and I don't want to spoil the film for you guys. But what I would just say is that it's a brilliant film. Even though the critics came hard on this film, but like I love to say, the only people that are qualified to talk about whether a film is good or not are the fans, the people that have watched it, and not those that just want to criticize the film. So that being said, 84% of Google users liked this movie. So 84% is a good number for you to go see the movie, and I advise everybody, every single person, to go see this film. If you don't want to watch any other film that I just suggested, just watch this one and look out for the twist, the big twist at the end, you know, the plot twist. It's an amazing, amazing film. And I mean, you can tell that it was this film that made me to love the song Last Christmas by Wham. You know, it was the theme song of the movie, and there's a big performance of the song in the movie. Look out for that. So that's all I'm going to say. And that brings us to the end of our Christmas countdown. Or does it? No, it doesn't. Santa Toby has a bonus Christmas movie suggestion for you guys to watch. And this movie is A Niger Christmas, a movie that is yet to be released. Yup. And so you guys should look out. It's going to be released on Netflix this month, I think. Next week. So look out for the film and go watch it. And I'm particularly excited because it's a Nigerian Christmas movie, obviously from the name, A Niger Christmas. It's a hilarious comedy about three sons who dash out to find wives before Christmas holiday, thus satisfying what might be their mother's final wish. Set in Lagos and directed by Kunla Folayan, the film stars Nigerian movie heavyweights Mercy Johnson, Efa Iwara, Kunle Remi, Alvin Abayomi, as well as the late Rachel Oniga. May her soul rest in peace.
Son, don't call me. When am I going to become a grandmother? Yeah. Ah.
Son, your BP.
Which BP? You be shouting BP. You are the cause now. Hey, what have I done to you boys that you are punishing me like this?
Mama, your BP.
Shut up. And so, when are you boys going to bring the women?
First of all, I think so that, Mama, we need to make sure that.
What I'm thinking is that if I say Christmas.
Eh? Christmas.
Did I say?
Eh?
I think I said
Christmas. Ah, I'm so happy, wonderful. Thank God, this is great news. Christmas. Eh? I'm all right now. I'm very, very okay. Call me doctor for me. I'm okay now. I want to start, remove this thing.
That scene is a first look from the movie released by Netflix, and I love the vibe already. I'm looking forward to this one. I'm definitely going to subscribe my Netflix to watch this one. Everybody should watch it too, and be in the Christmas mood. that brings us to the end of this Podmas episode. Go check out the movies that I have just suggested and wait for a Naija Christmas to drop, and then we'll all see it together. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Podmas. I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?